Queenstown people are being pitched an unconventional solution to their traffic problems. It's a 10-kilometre long gondola to the remarkable ski field, which will pick up and drop off commuters along the way. Residents at a packed community meeting last night were told it's not just for the tourists. Here's Tess Brunton, who's our Otago Southland reporter.
I think it's really exciting, and it's just typical of Queenstown, really, that I just think people will get behind it, I'm sure.
I'm half and half, like for it, half against.
I'm not sure. It depends on the price of it, doesn't it?
It's a big thing if it happens. It's very futuristic for a place like this.
If the gondola goes ahead, it could take almost 2,500 people every hour from suburbs like Shotover Country and Lake Hayes Estate to the Remarkables Park in Frankton. That's a 10-seater cabin arriving every 15 seconds for a 12-minute ride. From Frankton, they could catch a ferry or bike into town, all up an attractive alternative to the increasingly gridlocked trip from the outer suburbs. More than 100 locals gathered in Shotover Primary School last night to hear about the plan, among them Mary O'Connor, who is a big supporter.
I think it's terrific. I think for people to complain they can't walk underneath or walk the dogs or something is just... So NIMBY, you know, not in my backyard that you can't have it over the top because I walk my dog there. I think it's unbelievable that people have that attitude.
The initial gondola project put forward by the Remarkables Park Company was much smaller. It's now expected to be the biggest in Australasia and the price tag has doubled to $100 million. The chief executive, Alistair Porter, says it could be a solution to the town's nightmare traffic. And he doesn't see why local government shouldn't stump up with subsidies like it does for bus services.
If you come to a place and get on a gondola and go over beautiful landscapes, and you can do all that in a way that's a green way of doing it because we're using renewable energy and it doesn't make any noise, I think that this is probably a triple win for everybody.
Mr. Porter isn't ruling out the gondola being extended from Frankton right into town at some stage. Queenstown Lakes Mayor Jim Bolt says it's still early days, but a gondola is an interesting solution.
Here we are living in the most fabulous part of the world. Why wouldn't we have the most fabulous public transport system to match it? And I think we've got to get our head away from what's existing now, away from road transport, and start looking at some of these new solutions. So whether this is the right one, I don't know, but I'm interested in hearing more about it.
If it all goes according to plan and the project gets consent, Alistair Porter hopes the gondola will be up and running by 2021. In Queenstown for Morning Report, Cortes Brunton-Tene.